Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser. We're in the Sandy Springs Business Radio X studio with producer Ryan McPherson. Is it McPherson or McPherson?
It is McPherson. My father always said there's no A in that name, so okay. It's McPherson.
McPherson.
But I respond to just about anything.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, good morning.
How good morning. Are you? Summer has arrived, has it not?
It has, here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, it's hot and sweltering out there, but pretty and sunny.
It's nice and cool in the studio here, too.
It is. Nice and cool in the studio. Well, I've been a lucky girl these past weeks. I've had, I call them my business buddies. I had a business buddy on 2 weeks ago, and I have another one of my new business buddies, and I'm really proud and thrilled that she agreed to come on the air. I'm going to put a little foundation down here. Lisa McGrath is a financial advisor with Islands Financial, her new company. She's been in it a while, though, but this is her new gig on her own. I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about that. But what I mainly ask her to come talk a little bit about is we met at the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, and Lisa and I are part of a team that puts on a free seminar at the libraries and other locations around the second Tuesday of every month for called Empowering Your Parents. So I am, but even before we talk about that, so Lisa McGrath, Islands Financial, Empowering Your Parents. And before we get into all that, I want to hear about you and who you are. So hi, Lisa.
Thanks, Mary Jo. It's great to be here today. I'm so excited that I could join you.
Me too.
So a little bit about me is that I've lived in the North Atlanta suburbs for about 3 years now, and we really chose this area because of the huge community involvement and impact and feeling like you were part of a community. What I've learned about living in Atlanta is it's really a collection of neighborhoods, and we've gotten a little more involved with some of the community aspects, some of the other programs as far as the nonprofits and the outreach for seniors. So that has been fantastic.
But you're a married lady, right? And have a family.
I am. I have two beautiful daughters, and they're a lot of fun, but they're a challenge. And I've got a wonderful husband that is very, very patient with me.
And how did you land in financial services or being a financial advisor? Tell us a little bit about that trip.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you asked, because although personally I've been licensed in using insurance and investment products for in excess of 20 years, I grew up in this business. My dad was an agent with MetLife, and I grew up at a time where cell phones were not as prominent as they are now. Mm-hmm. So it was not uncommon for agents such as my father to put their home number on their cell phone. Or on their business card.
Yeah.
So I would often get these calls because, you know, when you're 10, 12 years old and you're female and the phone rings at the house, you answer it. Mm-hmm. And often on the nights and weekends, it was calls for my dad. I need to talk to your dad. My wife is ill, or my husband has passed, or my kid's in trouble. Those were the types of calls that my father was used to fielding. He was the one that they ran to first in times of crisis. He could step back and take a fresh look at what it was that they were doing and what they'd done so far and give them much clearer options and much better direction about going forward. So that's really how I'd gotten involved in the business. And then through my years of work, I've become that person for my circle, my business circle, my personal circle. It's a tremendous responsibility, but I'm really here to advocate for my clients and their families and help them understand what their options are before they have to choose from one of them.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And so most recently, you came from a, a bigger company?
I did. I've worked for several Fortune 100 companies, doing more of the product sales and helping advisors craft solutions for their clients. Mm-hmm. And what I learned is that everyone has a unique situation, and it's not about where you start, it's about where you finish. So when we're talking about senior population and we're talking about aging, aging is very different when we're looking at it now. It's certainly not your father's retirement. Mm-hmm. You know, you're very lucky if you have 20 years in and you're awarded a gold watch and a pension, but that's just not how it works anymore.
You're right.
And people could spend as long in retirement as they did actively at work. So when I do this kind of planning and we start to talk about what options are, it's, look, let's figure out where your budgetary needs are, where your sources of income are coming from, what some of the risks are that you're taking on with the way that you're deriving income, and what are some of the unfunded obligations that you have to be concerned about. So when I look at aging and retirement, I really look at it in three phases. You know, first of all, we're looking at active retirement. And that's, you know, from the time that you blow out the candles on your retirement party cake to when your health starts to change. And active retirement is a great time. That's living the dream. Every day is Saturday. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, what will happen is that people might have some challenges to their mental capacities, their physical abilities, and we start moving into a phase which I look at as assisted retirement, where you're paying people to start caring for things such as the house, the lawn, the maintenance, some of the other pieces that go along with living anywhere and you know, not doing maintenance on your tractor if you're a farmer, or not doing some of those other things that you're more physically demanding.
Cleaning out the gutters, whatever.
Right. So that is advanced.
Assisted retirement.
Assisted retirement. And then you get to advanced retirement. And advanced retirement is not only that, but paying for people to care for things and paying people to care for you, your well-being, transferring, transportation, general health and well-being, for your safety. And those require successively more income as your retirement picture comes into focus. And my job is really to help yourself and your family plan for those eventualities. And what I've learned about money is it's not about money, it's about choice. The more funds you have at your disposal, the more choices are afforded to you, the less money you have, the less choices.
But they're still choices.
They are still choices, yeah. Absolutely.
And you have laid a great, you know, a great format, a great airborne view, shall we say. As my boss says, Brad always says, you know, I mean, I know he didn't make it up, but he says, failing to plan is planning to fail, and you definitely don't want to do that with yourself or your family. How did this, tell us a little bit about this team that got started, you and me and Pam, and do you have some personal experience with this whole aging thing, right?
I do.
So does Pam.
Yeah.
And
that's what was interesting. And I realized this, especially here in the area that we're in, and being the first child, being the only daughter, and having some of my friends experience the same types of things that I was experiencing, where there's a challenge, there's a health crisis, something's going on, and as daughters, as children, we're running towards the crisis to help.
Also, Lisa is very much smack in the middle of the sandwich generation. She's a panini. She's a fancy one, but she's taking care of girls. What are they, preteen or teen?
Oh, gosh. They're not there yet.
Okay.
They are still little. Young. They're in elementary school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Little girls, yeah. And then also aging parents. That is truly part of the sandwich generation.
Right.
So,
and as the team has started to evolve, and I was, you know, absolutely blessed to meet Mary Jo and the other ladies on our team that look at this from the perspective of, look, what can we do to make a difference in our community, in the type of resources that are at your disposal? Because it's here.
You ain't going to turn that clock back.
Right. But you don't really want to learn about it like you're drinking from a fire hose. You really want to get a good handle on what you need to know before you need to know it.
And that is our tagline, girlfriend.
Absolutely.
What you need to know before you need to know it. And really, I mean, Lisa and her financial advisement, you know, business fits perfectly in there, what you need to know before you need to know it. But we also have Pam Santoro, who's a realtor. We have Erica Ramsey, who is an insurance person. Me, of course, with Griswold Home Care. Mary Becker. And what's Mary's company called?
Best Deal Movers.
Best Deal Movers.
A multi-generational family moving company.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to throw it back to you again to tell our audience, you know, what we're doing. Why are we doing this? What we're doing? Where is it? That kind of thing.
Right. And we all have, we really approach this as a collaborative process. So I certainly talk a little bit more about the financial aspects of what you need to be aware of. But Pam is tremendous. She specializes in downsizing or right sizing for someone's living space. And often it's, okay, you have this wonderful home. You may have a master on Main, but what modifications might need to be made? What are the costs that are going to be associated with staying in place? And overwhelmingly, as you know, Mary Jo, people want to stay in their homes. They want modifications made, if at all possible, to stay where they're most comfortable mm-hmm. and where they have great memories. Mm-hmm. So being able to do that, and yes, Pam is a realtor. She's compensated for selling homes. But sometimes it's, okay, let's step back and look at this objectively. Is this really going to make the best sense for you? What are going to be the ongoing expenses for the roof, for the maintenance, for some of the other things that come with an aging property? We're in an aging property as well. Our house is 20 years old. And God love my husband. He's sitting at home waiting for the air conditioner repairman right now. Yeah. But he's mobile. It gets too hot. He can leave.
Yeah.
He's not housebound. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference. Erica Ramsey, being with AAA, being a tremendous property and casualty agent, she can often do some things for efficiency and to make sure that people have the most appropriate care in their policy for them.
Yep.
And Mary Becker is just, every time I see her, I just want to give her a hug. She is just the sweetest, most empathetic, one of the most empathetic people I've ever met. And she really gets it. She's had older parents live with her. She's had to go through the whole transition, moving them and trying to explain, look, you may be living somewhere else, but our relationship isn't going to change. And we're actually going to be able to spend more time with you as opposed to maintaining the property or doing some of these other things that are going to pull me away from spending quality time with my parents or my other aging loved ones.
Right. If they do decide to go into assisted
living. Yeah, absolutely.
And don't forget me, girl.
Oh, gosh. How did that happen? Mary Jo is a firecracker. She's the catalyst to make it all happen. And she does a really great job of helping people put themselves in the shoes of, okay, this is where you are now. But as this develops, these are some of the things that you need to consider. And what I found is working with clients and just people in the community, they think it's one or the other. It's either you're at home and you're fine, or you're in a facility and people come to visit you and you're not, there's no in between.
Right.
There's some transition points. There are levels of care.
And you can always get extra care if
Absolutely.
You need it from an agency like Griswold Home
Absolutely.
Care. So what's really cool about our little team, though, is that we really are, and I know these are just words, but we're all service-oriented. We're very service-oriented. We're mm-hmm. out there doing it for free, giving our time. We've done it in libraries. We've got an upcoming one at Celebration Village, which is in right. Johns Creek, and it is a beautiful retirement community, but that's not until August. The next one, Lisa, is
at AAA, and okay. that's going to be on Tuesday, July 12th from 6 to 7:30.
Okay.
And it's at the AAA Customer and Car Care Center on Mansell Road. So we're going to go ahead and put the address on okay. the website and the other updates.
Absolutely.
There's also a link for registration on my website as well. So anyone that would like to go and register there, yes, they're more than welcome.
And we'd love for you to register, but you don't even have to. Just come. You know, AAA has a great little area for us, and we just, we do a PowerPoint, we give you information, we have some snacks for you there. So we'd love to know how many people are coming, but we want you to come, whether you register or not.
Absolutely. And it's absolutely free. It's something that we do as an outreach for the community, because we've discovered that when a crisis hits, it comes fast and furious. Mm-hmm. And the more you can know about what you need to know before you need to know it, the better a position you are to appropriately manage the care.
Absolutely.
For the person that you love.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's for elderly folks already in assisted livings or thinking about it or whatever. It's for their adult children. Mm-hmm. It's if you have a friend or a loved one that, yeah, you know, I got a call just the other day and it really hit me and I need to call him back. It's a couple that has made friends with a little lady at their church that's a widow, mm-hmm, and she's 90. They've just kind of stepped up to be her family. Yeah. And he called, you know, and had some questions or whatever. But, and speaking of that, do you have any stories either from your own personal experience or from the seminar? We haven't been doing it that long that we have any great stories of people we've helped, but we have been told that we're giving out good information.
Right.
But do you have any stories personally of, you know, an older person or anything that you've
absolutely
made a difference for? Oh, good.
Absolutely. I have one family in particular that I am lucky enough to work with all four generations of this family.
Gosh.
And it's here in Atlanta. And we did some work for the son. He was really happy about what we had done. And his father ended up retiring suddenly. He just kind of had enough one day and said, "That's it, I'm done." And his son called me in a panic and said, "I need you to go talk to my dad. And he's retired, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on, and he doesn't really want to talk to me about it, but I'd feel so much better if you would at least have that conversation." So I went and met with dad, and he was really set very well. It wasn't a problem. We'd made a little adjustments, just like a tune-up to your car. He chose me as his financial advisor. And in conversations with the father and the mother, the conversation turned to, "Well, the adjoining property in the back of this farmette is my mother's property, and we have some concerns about her and her continuing care needs, and whether..."
So this is the son's father's mother?
Yes.
Okay, there's
yes
the generational
yes
thing.
So
okay,
I'm on to the grandmother,
yeah,
of
okay
my original client.
Yeah.
And she has some health challenges. She has some limited income. She needs to figure out how to transfer her risk of outliving her money.
Yeah.
And looking at some options and looking at what some of the other vehicles were for her. Her husband was also a veteran. So although I do not specialize in veterans benefits, there's, you know, aid and assistance benefits that are available. So I got her in touch with some of my resources.
Oh, good for
you. And made sure
that's a hard one.
Yeah, that she had some other income coming in that she didn't know she could get.
That is wonderful.
So it's worked out much better. And the daughter of this very senior lady is now more in the position of coordinating care instead of providing
giving
for
it
the care.
Yes.
And everyone's happier about some of the options that were presented and what they were able to implement.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay, let's see. What else? Tell us some other things you want to tell us about your business, either other stories or...
I'm happy to.
Some of the challenges or you've got, there's a lot of stuff you need to know about to be a financial advisor.
Well, I mean, and just to go back to the workshops that we're doing, and you touched on it a bit for who we're looking for in the audience. And as you're listening to this, if you're thinking about other people within your circle that this might make sense for, certainly extend the invitation. We'd love to have them. And it's very informal. It's more conversational. People come with their stories and they really want an approach that's going to be customized for where they are. So when we're looking at this and we're saying, who would be a great attendee for this? anyone that's a business owner, frankly, that's involved in business in North Fulton, in Atlanta.
Especially if you're middle-aged or older.
Oh, yeah. And they realize that if something happens to their mom or their dad or their mother-in-law or their father-in-law or their great aunt that never had any children of her own, they're going to have to run towards that crisis and possibly not take their eye off the ball with their business. And they need to make sure that that's framed up well, that they don't miss a beat, because they're going to be very busy spinning plates.
Yep.
Any of our spouses that are here kind of running the household, that are CEO of their house, of the House of McGrath, for example, where the one spouse travels full time or has a very demanding job and really can't work with coordinating the care, and it's going to fall to the other spouse. That would be someone that would be great to be at the workshop. Anyone that has started to go through some of these transitional strategies. It's a great time for family reunions as you start to see family members that are either in decline or not as sharp as they used to be. And those conversations start to come up. Hey, maybe we need to start addressing this and let's figure out where we are.
Yes.
So looking at those things.
Yeah. And you know, when Pam and I were talking a little bit about what to call this thing, I thought information is power. Information really is power. Mm-hmm. And that's the first step to making any change, is gathering information.
Right.
And that's all we profess to be, is to give you some information and some things that you can think about. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we are a compilation of 5 different industries.
Right.
And we are very free with our resources, you know?
Absolutely.
So to put you in touch with other people that we know are reputable business people. So that's really good. When you were telling your story about the people who should come, it just reminded me, you know, Terry, my husband, he hadn't been to one of these. He does reverse mortgages, but so he needs to know, he could probably give us a good constructive criticism or praise.
Absolutely.
About what we're doing. So anyway, okay, well, that is a good show. And it gives me a little time to do what I forget to do so often. Ryan, you've got to help me remember this.
Yeah.
I want to find out first before we close how people can reach you, Lisa. A mm-hmm. phone number, a website, an email, and then I'm going to tell you where to find the rebroadcast of this show. So how can they reach you, Lisa, if they've
Absolutely.
Got questions?
Absolutely.
And I just want to tell you, this lady is wonderful, wonderful about answering her phone. I mean, I called her last night because I had a cancellation on the show. Lisa, she answered her phone. So she is wonderful about answering the phone and returning calls. And you can call her and just tell her what your concerns are. She'll help you.
Right. And I get a lot of phone calls where it's, look, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, if I should change anything, and I'm not sure if I'm ready to do anything now. But it starts with a conversation. So it's not about where you start, it's about where you finish. So to reach me, you can certainly reach me directly at my number, which is 443-465-0757. Or you can email me at lisa@islandsfinancial.com. So islands with an S. And you can visit my website. It'll tell you a little bit more about me and the types of clients that I serve, and also to register for our upcoming workshops.
Oh, good. That's on your website?
Absolutely.
Oh, you smart girl.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, I try to make it easy because we all have a limited amount of time to get what it is we need to get done. Mm-hmm. And you said it great. There's a lot of information out there, but it's separating that information out there. And the internet's a wonderful thing, but you can get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you hear it said, you know, sometimes if you go to the doctors, they tell you, okay, this is your condition, but please don't go on WebMD to research it.
Yeah.
You know, let's work with what's going to be a customized treatment plan for you to help achieve your objectives.
Right.
So that's how you reach me. I also do need to put a little disclosure here. I do offer securities through Ohio National Equity Sales Company, MEMRA, FINRA, SIPC, One Financial Way, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45242. My broker-dealer can be reached at 513-794-6794. Investment advisory services are also offered through Ohio National Investment Management Company.
Okay, good deal. And you can hear a rebroadcast of this show by going to, oh boy, this is a little embarrassing.
Ujiria.businessradiox.com.
There you go.
And you spell Ujiria, E-U. G-I-E-R-A?
No, G-E-R-I-A.
Ujiria. Ujiria.businessradiox.com.
And loosely, Ujiria means health and wellness in the elderly. Yep. So that's what this show is all about. Also, so you can find it on Ujiria.com. You can also find it on GriswoldHomeCare.com, Atlanta Metro. You can also find it within about a week on Lisa McGrath's Facebook, on Mary Jo Bowser's Facebook, on Griswold Home Care's Facebook, and on LinkedIn. So, you know, just look up Ujiria, Ujiria Radio, or check out one of our Facebooks. As we close the show, we like to remind everyone that if the young people of this nation are its greatest natural resource, then it follows that the older generation are our greatest national treasure. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.